ILC Newsletter. IPC volunteers support the servants of the Word. We read of a problem in the early New Testament church. It involved using, in a coordinated and effective way, the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit of God, which He had given to the Christians. Now in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint among the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The overall work of the ministry was suffering because those gifted for table serving were not being used, while at the same time those gifted for teaching the word of God were being sidetracked. So the work was reassigned according to the Spirit's allocation of gifts, and we read that then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And so our churches today realize the value of having lay people use their gifts from the Spirit to support those gifted to be teachers and pastors of the Word. We have boards of property and elders and deacons and ladies' aides, and help from ushers and counters and secretaries and other such support groups, so that the called servants can tend to the Word of God and not be sidetracked. That principle also carries over to those servants called by the larger fellowship, professors on the campus of Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary. There is, of course, a group of paid supporters, office personnel, groundskeepers, kitchen staff, janitors, and the like. But to stretch our cooperative budget plan offerings a bit further, the 2010 convention of the CLC established the Emmanuel Professorage Committee, a committee of volunteers to maintain and improve the 13 homes owned by the CLC for housing professors. Minor issues involving plumbing, electrical, appliances, or heating and cooling are handled by the IPC. In addition, the IPC has organized bigger improvements, including reshingling, new windows and siding, remodels of bathrooms and kitchens and floor coverings. Most of the 13 homes are over 50 years old, but have seen little improvement over their years until now. This past summer, the IPC oversaw the updating of the professorage for the arrival of the Dan Schierenbeck family, a remodel of bathrooms for the professorage used by the Sipperts, and improvements to the professorage now being used by the Rhyme family. Next up is a complete rework of the professorage formerly used by the Sullivan family in an effort to get it ready for the professor being called for the 2021 school year. The IPC has the potential to save money and stretch your offerings. For example, the IPC can reshingle 3 roofs for the price of hiring outsiders to do 1 roof. The IPC tries to save money by buying materials wisely and by using volunteer help. But for this to work, the IPC needs the support of the larger fellowship. Obviously, offerings are needed to buy supplies and fund repairs. Likewise, volunteers are needed to accomplish major makeovers. IPC would like to thank those who have served over the years and invite others to join in future efforts. And of course, we can use your prayers as we all seek to serve tables so that our professors can serve our youth with the Word of God. This article was written by Paul Tiefel, Jr., an associate pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.